Thank you and good morning. Both houses of the state legislature voted to approve Senate Bill 3, a measure that will raise the minimum wage in the state to $15 an hour by 2022. The bill now heads to Governor Jerry Brown's desk, and the first increase happens in 2017 with a bump to $10.50 an hour, followed by increases each year until 2022. Senator Mark Leno, one of two authors of the bill, said in a statement that no one who is working full-time in California should be in poverty due to a low wage. The minimum wage must be a living wage, and anyone who thinks $15 an hour is too much should try living on it. The bill does include a clause that allows the governor to suspend a yearly increase due to economic factors or a downturn in the economy. On the other side of the aisle, state Republican lawmakers are lobbying Governor Jerry Brown to adjust the manner and amount of the minimum wage increase and base it on a plan recently signed into law by Oregon Governor Kate Brown. The Oregon minimum wage increase differs across the state, with heavily populated areas like Portland and Eugene to see a final increase to $14.75 per hour. However, in rural counties like Curry and Coos, the final minimum wage increase will only go to $12.50, and Oregon lawmakers argued for the staggered rate increase because of the hit on small businesses in rural areas. A similar approach is being urged by Republican lawmakers in Sacramento, who argue that small business owners in rural California will be forced to lay off employees they can't afford to pay. A Eureka police officer on patrol near Myrtle and West Streets spotted a red Ford Explorer connected with a man wanted in connection with a string of armed robberies and who had active warrants out in his name. At just before 11 o'clock on Wednesday night, the officer initiated a traffic stop and the driver, identified as 27-year-old Andrew Barnes of Eureka, stopped. He then immediately got out of the car and fled on foot. Barnes remains at large, and Fortuna police have issued a warrant for his arrest for armed robbery. He'll face additional charges and warrants after fleeing the traffic stop as well. Officers did contact the passenger, 34-year-old Chad Sovereign, a man with a lengthy record and who was currently on parole. Officers searched the car and found a loaded handgun that had its serial number removed. Sovereign was booked on several firearm-related charges and is being held on a parole hold. The North Coast has seen plenty of rain in the past 4 months. In fact, we have seen rainfall totals above the normal yearly average. That's not the case in the rest of the state, however, and on Wednesday, a measure of the state's snowpack found that snowpack at about 95% of normal. It was last year when Governor Brown announced the drastic cuts to water usage around the state, including mandatory cutbacks of 20% across the board. That is unlikely to change this year, even with a wet winter locally, and the state's three largest reservoirs have refilled. But little rain fell in Southern California, and reservoirs are nowhere near to full, meaning that water restrictions will remain in place for the foreseeable future. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. April opens the final quarter of the fiscal year, and that means across the county, municipal employees are at work on the upcoming fiscal year budget. Fortuna Director of Public Works, Merritt Perry, appeared on Talk Shop this week and discussed the budget, how the city generates revenue, and the services his department provides. Perry said discretionary dollars are rare in the annual budget. Most of the money is earmarked for specific departments or projects.
There certainly are different areas that, you know, are funded differently and restricted funds. So a prime example is our water and wastewater, and those are driven by utility rates governed by Prop 218. There's very specific rules for what you can do with utility rates and what you can spend them on. They're for a certain purpose, and they have to be used for that purpose. So, for example, you can't use water revenue to go out and pave a road.
Perry remained with the water and wastewater systems in Fortuna as an example, particularly in regard to providing a key service to Fortuna residents and doing it well.
Fortuna's been real responsible with water and sewer. We have rates that allow the city to act responsibly. The ASCE report card came out recently on Humboldt County water infrastructure. Fortuna was up in the mid-80s, which is saying we're doing pretty well compared to most of the country. And so those rates that allow the city to be responsible for water and sewer infrastructure are the main reason that we're able to keep those in as good a shape as they are and get a high grade.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Merritt Perry and Police Chief Bill Dauberstein by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.